streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is April 17th, 2013. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have Rollin' the Chiller Williams. He's a former Arizona Golden Gloves champion back in 1982 and 83, state and regional. Then he went on to win several USBA state titles in Arizona and California during the late 80s and 90s. And then also the former USB welterweight champion. Rollin is now a personal trainer in Phoenix and owner of Top Level Gym. He loves working with the youth, and one of his goals is to help educate the kids and keep them off the streets. So we're going to talk with Rollin in just a minute, but before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
I would just like to thank all our fans around the world who tunes into our radio show every Wednesday night. And as I always do in the introduction of the show, I would like to thank all my soldiers who ride with me with the movement, and thank all the soldiers in 150 prisons across the country that roll with us, fed and state men and women. So we want to give a big shout-out to all of them. And I want to give a big shout-out to my three brothers that are doing life in the penitentiary. I want to give a big shout-out to my brother Rob. I want to give a big shout-out to my brother Marvell and my brother Christopher, that's doing life sentence in the Michigan prison. So we want to give a big shout out to them like we always do when we kick the show off. So without further ado, we want to introduce two-time world champion, my man, the Chiller Williams, and we're going to pass the mic to my boy.
Oh, hang on. I'm having connection problems. So make a couple more announcements.
Okay.
And then, Rollin, we'll bring you on in just a minute.
Okay, you want to make another announcement, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. We want to let the viewers know also that we're having another boxing event coming up, and we're going to be there with Envoy Promotions, and they're going to be having a card on the bottom. It's going to be May 17th, and that's going to be at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm having some technical difficulties here getting Rollin back online.
Okay, is he online or his phone just went out?
He's online. I'm just not being able to get through to him. It's just twirling here. So why don't we go ahead and do a song here at the beginning, and hopefully it'll be back on by the time the song is over. Hang on tight, Rollin. We'll bring you right on here in just a minute. Let's listen to a song by Maserati Rick Jr. out of Detroit, Brown Sugar. We'll be right back.
My man, we're going to dedicate the Brown Sugar song to my little brother, Dwight, and to his missus, you feel me? We're going to dedicate that song to his missus as well. So we're going to kick it with the Brown Sugar for one of my homeboys' son, little Maserati Rick Jr., and we're going to kick it off tonight.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, the Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this, she listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's
let's play some OJ. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Now clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had. I put on some Pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Love and memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
Now that's love.
Memory lane, thinking the summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Meryl Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Have a dream, show some love.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets from Love You Back radio show worldwide. And once again, that song was dedicated to Miss Cherie and my little brother, Big White, and we're kicking it live right here on the show. So we're back with my homeboy, Rollin, the Chiller William, the two-time world champion. Go ahead and inform me, introduce yourself, Chiller.
Hey, I'd like to say hello to everybody. It's Rollin Chiller Williams, former ESPN welterweight champion.
All right, so break it off to him, Chip, and give him a little of your history, how you started boxing, and how you won the Golden Glove to lead all the way up to the two-time world championship.
Well, I started boxing at the age of 10. You know, went on to have 110 amateur fights. Took the Golden Glove, state Golden Gloves. You know, went to the Nationals, Junior Nationals in 1982 and 83. Same year, took the state gloves. I turned professional in 1984. I debuted on the eight rounder, won my first title in 1985, where I was the junior welterweight Arizona state title, my first title. Then I went on to in 87, I won two titles.
I want you to stop right there. I want you to championship, man, and you know you was that guy with that belt on. How did you feel, homie?
Well, it's like a dream come true. It's always, you know, when I first got in the game, I always wanted to be a champion. So, you know, once I won the belt and, you know, and seen my name up in lights, it was like a really a dream. So it was really big for me.
My man, you know. And go ahead, sweetie. I'm going to pass the mic to my queen.
Well, I'm just going to let you finish your story. And then when you're done with that, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you grew up and the struggle that you went through.
Like I said, I won my best years. You know, I won my titles in 1987. I won two titles in the same year. I won the USGA title in 87, and I think 3 months later, I went on to win the ESPN title. You know, and that was a great achievement for me. I grew up in Ely, Arizona, a small town south of Phoenix, where I started boxing at the age of 10. You know, went on to have 110 amateur fights. I was a little bit too big for that smaller town, I like to always say. So I moved to Phoenix, Arizona with my Uncle Jerry Horn. He's not like a dad to me. He's also my trainer as well. You know, and I moved with him. I was 15 years old, and he kind of took me on from there. I turned pro with him training me at the age of 18. And we went on and won a couple of titles together. And, you know, and right now, I mean, we're still together, you know, for our training fighters as well. During my career, I had a little derailment in my career. Back in 93, I did some penitentiary, some jail time. I did 11 years in the penitentiary. It wasn't so good then, but now looking back over it all, I believe that God preserved me in that time, and that's why I'm able to do things that I can do now. You know, that time, it wasn't all bad. That time was, you know, it was preservation time for me, you know. So it taught me to kick back and, you know, this restoration and think head straight, you know, much better person.
My man, champ. When you did that 11-piece stretch, champ, tell the world what was, the mission after you knew, like we all know, when the judge sends you to that time, you definitely go into the joint. But it's no guarantee that you're coming out alive when you hit them gates, you know, because you got a knucklehead could wake up feeling bad that day, you know what I mean, and go off, you feel me? So
that's
tell
right.
The world how that you set in when you hit the gates.
Well, I never forget it. That day when I went to court that morning. You know, I went to court that morning, the judge said, you know, went through the whole thing, and he finally gave his verdict. He said, I'm assessing you. You know, I went before him a few times. He said, this time, Mr. Williams, not to do, you know, really put it to you. I sent you to 14 years in state penitentiary, you know. And me, I'm not a man of much emotions, you know, I just took it on straight head up, you know, but I always knew I went back to my cell. I just got down on my knees and was like, you know, I said, Lord, if I have to do 15 years, I'm going to do it with the Lord. So, and that's what I did. I walked 11 straight counts, just, you know, independent, no gangs, nothing like that. Just trusting the Lord and, you know, staying with the Lord and give my life to Christ, you know, and just and live that way all throughout the whole life. It didn't change, but just stay on the straight path. And that's what's me. That's who I am now. It's that same person, you know.
My man. And I just want to say, me and the champ and my wife, we met the champ a few years ago at one of our boxing events. Matter of fact, it was at our Golden Glove, Junior Golden Gloves event we met the champ at, you know? And talk a little bit about that, champ, when you met me and my wife.
Well, it was truly a blessing to meet both of you. You know, you guys bringing something new to the city of Phoenix, you know, that we really haven't had, especially in the boxing circle, you know, as far as exposure. So I think it's really big what you guys are doing for the Streets and Love You Back movement, you know, putting it out there and, you know, giving charity to different groups, you know, and I'm really impressed with the Streets and Love You Back movement. So it's definitely a blessing meeting you guys.
My man, and we appreciate that, champ, because, you know, me and the wife, we love to give back, and we love to make sure others are straight, because like I put emphasis on things when I speak to people, I let everybody know it's not about you, you know what I mean?
That's right.
It's about others, too, you know what I mean? When an individual think it's all about them, but then they might well close the curtain down, because ain't nothing, nobody going to be there for them when you think it's all about you. So if you're listening to the show tonight, understand, in this world, it's not just about you. It's a team effort in the game. You know, because one man or one woman can't stand alone, not in this place we call America and outside of America. So let's get that
right.
All way on the flow, you know? Thank you all the time, brother, for being on the team as well. And let's talk about this great, great news, man. Let's talk about this future news that's popping off. That the champ is coming out of retirement, and we sponsoring the champ. So let's talk about that, champ.
It was definitely really big. It's really big, you coming out of retirement, man. I like to say, this, like we just talked about, this is not for me. This is for the glory of God, you know what I'm saying? Right now I'm being double blessed to be able to be in the physical condition that I'm in at this age, and then to be able to compete in with the guy at the top level at this age. So I've been double blessed, you know, in doing this thing here. And I always say from day one when I commit to myself coming back out of retirement, this is not for me. This is for the glory of God. This is why I'm doing this.
My man, and we appreciate that, champ, because when you do something for the Creator and you're serious about doing something for Him, He can always put them blessings upon you in life out here, you know, no matter what you do, because we all fall short of the glory of God. But at the same time, if you're keeping Him first, you better believe He's going to definitely slide you in the home base, you know.
That's
might
right.
Might be a
that's
little
right. Struggle
if you're in the home base tight. So that's what's happening.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
And I got a viewer, man, that might want to ask you a question, champ. You feel me? So I'm going to pass the mic over to my little brother because he asked you a question tonight because they're sitting here listening to the radio show as well with the champ, you know?
Right.
My man.
Hey, how you doing there, Chella?
I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. Now, I feel good to have an opportunity, you know, to talk to you. And actually, I thought about being a boxer, you know, over my years. And I have a little young, my little son, he thought about boxing as well. And I was just wanting to see, you know, give a few words, you know, either, you know, what to prepare for out there, getting in the ring, starting off, you know, at the age of nine.
At the age of nine, I think the most important thing, man, is to put somebody around them that cares about them. You know what I'm saying? You know, the box is a tough sport. And then all the trainers are not in there for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? So my best advice, man, is to be put them around somebody, get them in the gym or under a coach that really cares about your kid, man, not just about what he can do. If he's real talented, not just about his talent, but cares about him. He's going to watch over him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the biggest thing that I would be aware of. Put your kid around somebody that cares about them and gonna watch over them and take care of them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's wonderful. You know,
definitely.
And, you said how long you been boxing for that, Chilla?
Well, I've been boxing. I started boxing at the age of 10. You know, went on to have 110 amateur fights, had 42 professional fights.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, about 25 years. About 25 years. About 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I've definitely been doing this for a long time.
Okay. And, like, what's your workout looking like?
The workout's coming along good. I'm up to 5 miles a day, boxing 5 or 6 rounds, you know, a couple times a week. So we're on schedule, you know, everything is good, no injuries, thank God for that. So we're on schedule, things are looking good. Hope we get some action May, late May, middle May, you know. But everything's on course.
Okay, okay, good. Right, because it's like, you know, to fill your wind up, you say you run how many miles?
I'm doing 5 miles a day.
Okay, okay, good. Wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, right. So, yeah. Building that wind up. So, and the sparring, the sparring is important, too. So getting a lot of sparring in, you know. And
okay.
Sparring, yeah, definitely.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, now how about Jake the Snake?
Little Jake the Snake, that's my little man. That's my little man. Jake, he's a little special kid, man. He's going to be something special. Trains hard, man, and he loves the game. And the thing about Jake, he has fun when he's out there. And
okay.
that's why I encourage all the kids, you know. When you're out there boxing, any kind of sport, make sure you're having fun. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing, you're having fun doing it.
Okay, one.
You know, and there's certain kids that just stand out, too, and Jake the Snake is one of them because he goes in the ring, he gives it 200%, he comes out of the ring, hugs his opponent, shakes his hand, and they go off together to help us, help us and my cousin sell raffle tickets for the Golden Gloves, you know, so they're just like little hustlers and they just have, you know, good attitudes, and, you know, he's just one of those kids that sticks out, and you can just tell that he's got something special.
And you know, and a lot of older guys, older fighters as well, we can learn from young guys. So what they do things, they get in there, battle each other, but at the end, you know, when they're around, that fight's over, they out there hanging out with each other, you know. And
that's true
together,
sportsmanship,
you know?
Right there, you know.
Definitely. I said, we can learn something from that.
That's
true sportsmanship.
That's right. And a lot of that comes from coaches and parents because those kids have to learn it from someone.
That's right.
You got to have a good coach, and you got to have a parent that's right there all the time, teaching you the right thing.
That support system is very important.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Yeah. And how long Jake the Snake been boxing for?
I've been training. Jake is now he's 8. I think Jake started boxing at like age 5.
Oh,
nine,
wow!
But he started age 5. Yeah, age 5. Look. Little gym rat, hang out in the gym at age 5. You know, when he got old enough to start sparring, he started sparring. Then got old enough to get his book. He got his book. And now he's, you know, he's on it. He's on now. So yeah.
Wonderful. Now, what's the, like his workout? What's his workout look like on a daily basis?
Oh, Jake, we come in the gym. He usually runs like 2 miles. Except for on days, you know, the sport, he runs 2 miles. On sparring days, he may do like a mile or two, come back, calisthenics, may box 6-7 rounds, spar 6-7 rounds, and you know, heavy back, speed back, you know. All together, about 2.5 hour workout that they do every day.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Yeah, to build up the wind and get out of sparring. Okay, exactly. Wonderful.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I just had to work on my little man, you know, to get him prepared, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
You know. You're right, because his mom really doesn't want him, you know, boxing, but, you know, told him, you know, give it a shot, you know.
Well, the thing about it, if he don't want to box, I mean, the best thing, he can just do the workout, get him in good shape,
you know what I'm saying?
I tell the kid all the time, you know, when you come up to the gym, you don't have to box, it's out there for you if you want to, but if you just want to come in, get yourself in good shape, lose weight, feel good about yourself, that's what I'm here for, too, you know.
Oh, okay, good, right. And that cardio really what really trims you.
Excuse me?
I said the cardio what really trims you.
Exactly, all that running and in the heavy bag and, you know, and sparring, that definitely trims you down right on time, yeah. I would say to anybody that's trying to get in top physical condition to do the boxing workout, you know.
Okay, wonderful. That's wonderful. At least about a good, maybe, say, 2 hours a day. Do it 2.5 hours a day.
No, for competition, you know, you want to train 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Physical condition, an hour a day, or 2 hour a day is good enough.
Okay, hour a day is good enough.
Yep, an hour a day is good enough.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, that'd be, you know, that's some good information, does, you know, that we can always use, you know. Dealing with our workout process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we're going to be, you know, working on. Okay, Chan, we got another guest, Sharice. Okay, Sharice Boyd, hold on.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to know who or what would you say was your greatest inspiration when it came down to boxing, period?
I kind of say my brothers, because that's how I started boxing, you know. They would go to the gym every day and come home, you know, or go on.
Okay, so your brothers kind of steered you.
Yeah.
To do boxing.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, encouraged me. Well, I seen them come home and they go on trips on the weekend, come back with trophies. That kind of inspired me. And I'm from a little small town, not that going anywhere. So, like, you know, me to go on trips and win trophies, I had to get out and start boxing, you know. So that kind of inspired me to get out and start boxing.
Okay. That's good. So now coming out of retirement, what keeps you going now? 25 years.
My passion for the game. I love the game. I love the boxing game. That's my passion, you know. And that's why I'm coming back.
That's good. That's how you know you love something, when you can continue to do it. Okay, I'm going to get you back to Mr. Boyd.
Okay.
Yeah, champ. So we just thanking God for this moment, champ. You know what I mean? That you're
Amen.
Able to speak to the people, man, and a great inspiration to a lot of people, because I want you to know right here on Nationwide Worldwide Radio Show that it's been a pleasure that me and my wife have met you. You've always been a humble guy since day one I met you, and I hadn't even known you at the 11th Capitol, you know what I mean? And what we got to do, we
put it up. Who has the background noise?
Excuse me?
I think that's on Champion.
Oh, do you have some background noise?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was kind of hard to hear.
Yeah. So it's all good, champ. So I'm going to pass the mic over to my missus and let her roll.
Okay.
All right. I was just going to have you talk a little bit about what made you want to become a coach. I know you love the game, and that's, you know, that's pretty much what you've done your whole life. But what made you want to reach out and educate the young people?
Well, what happened was, you know, after I did my little time away, I got out, and I was combat out to fight again. But I had so many obstacles in my way, you know, the commission, you know, my age, my time within the game. So I was like, I trained for a whole year after getting out. And get a fight. So I said, well, okay, well, I guess it's time telling me to do something else. So I said, I'm going to get on outside the ropes and be a trainer, you know. So I started a training guide in the park, and we moved to the rec center. And from the rec center, I got my own building. So, you know, just working my way on up. You know, now I love training guides, and that's what I love to do.
Right, and you have a big event coming up, too, in the next few months. You want to tell the audience a little bit about that?
Excuse me?
Your August event coming up?
The August 31st, King of the Ring, 2013. It's our fifth show. We did them up like 4 years in a row. Then I kind of left the rec center, so we have laid off a year. But this year we still have a good relationship with the Arts Relations Center. They invited me to come back another show this year, so very thankful for that, and looking forward to a good turnout.
Without
good.
A doubt.
Yeah,
you know?
we're helping get that promoted for you.
I appreciate it.
And we want everybody to know that the Streets Can Love You Back will be sponsoring that event, and my man Rollin' Tillum Williams event. Every time Irene go up in state of Arizona, Las Vegas, wherever it be, the Peace and Love You Back cameras is right in your face. You can't miss it, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. And you and Irene, we got the Streets and Love You Back cameras right there, baby. Without a doubt. Wherever it go, we right there with you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the support.
Oh, man, you are a man, and that's why I said we're going to call it out right here on Worldwide Radio Show. Young man, Chilla's out of retirement, and if you want Summer Chilla, You know what it is, you know what I mean? So, Chilla, tell them what weight division you rolling in.
Well, coming back to the light heavyweight division, my fighting weight is around 170, 172. Now going up to 175. Let's see, I'm looking forward to coming back on a few preliminary bouts, you know, 6-8 round fights. And I would truly believe that, you know, we're about maybe 4 fights away, you know, from something big. You know what I mean?
So, Without a doubt.
You know, to come back on a few fights, maybe a couple 8-rounders, 3 8-rounders, and then after that, you know, put myself in position to fight quite a known fighter.
That's what it is, man. So you heard what the Chiller said. You feel me? He's looking for a few 8-rounders, you know what I mean, 4 or 5 fights on the 8-rounders, and then he's shooting for that next belt again, you know what I mean? So any welterweight out there, any light heavyweight out there that got a belt, you already know what it is. The Chiller want that belt from you. Don't get it twisted or misunderstood. He's coming for that.
I would like to tell him, my new stand is I'm coming at you.
All day long.
He
ain't coming off the ring until you drop pop.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Let's go ahead and play another song for you, and we'll dedicate this to you, Roland. And this is called Never Give Up. And then we'll be right back to continue the show.
All right. Hold tight with us, Chiller.
I will.
My man. Little homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know?
Practice makes perfect.
I love you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up, you know, never give up, no matter what it is in life. You can't give up on anything. That's real, you know what I mean? So just keep your shot going, all y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day, NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there,
yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones, y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day,
here to the hottest show worldwide. Keeping it live, kicking it live right here with the Chiller Williams in the house. So we back with the Chiller. Chiller, what's good with you?
Things good, man.
Amen. So we're going to pass that back over to the missus.
So talk a little bit more about what it's like training the youth and how you're able to. I know you told me one time that you like talking to them and teaching them about staying out of the street and, you know, using your experience to help educate them.
Well, I don't think it's nothing better for a kid to hear than somebody that's been there and done that, you know. A lot of us talk about, you know, going the streets and all that, but if you never been in them and haven't dealt with it, you know, it's not the same effect. So I like to tell a kid,
right,
you know, when they come to the gym, whatever, you know, that same way on the wrong way, I can tell them, look, man, that leads you nowhere. I'm not just telling you this, I've done it, you know what I'm saying? So it's worth the leads you, you know. So that helps a lot when kids look at you and say, you've been there, you've done it. So it's real to them.
Right. They know the struggle that you're talking about is true and real because you did live it.
Exactly. I think they receive a little better than someone just, you know, just trying to tell them something from another standpoint than actually being in it or been done it before, you know.
Right. I think a lot of kids listen more to stories of, you know, true stories of experience. If you can tell it like a story and explain how it happened and what can happen and what not to do, you know, they're not always going to do exactly what you say, but I think sometimes they're going to think about it maybe before they do it, or they'll remember that story.
Exactly.
And maybe make better choices.
Like I always say, you know, we can't help all of them, but we can just, you know, get one or two. You know, I think it's something big. And if it's just one,
right,
or two, there's just a... to walk straight line and be clean. That's really good.
Right, just be the example. You got to walk your talk so that they,
right,
so that they,
right,
you know, your actions speak louder than words.
And that's what I try to do in the gym for, you know, with my training, you know. I train out and hopefully they'll pick up on it and follow me, you know. And the same with my life,
mm-hmm,
too, you know. I live my life the same way, you know. So they look at me and they can follow my life, you know, and be an example, you know.
That's right. And you got, you have a house full of kids. Tell us a little bit about your family and your kids. A lot of them are in the gym all the time.
Yeah, I'm married. Been married to my wife. We've been married 20 years. Seven kids. Oldest daughter, 24. Next is 18. 14. So I have a crew, you know, and they all support me. We all met the gym every day, so you know everybody, they all the gym, right? Even the girls, so that's what
yeah.
it is over at my household.
That's nice, though. That's good, because you know your family's together.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Lil Rollin always be on deck.
Yeah. I kind of, he's the next big thing, you know, when, you know, he be coming out right after Jay, you know.
Yeah.
That's my...
Because he's just five,
now,
right? Your son.
Yeah.
He's just five.
Yeah.
He's hanging out, so...
Yeah, but he's sparring too, right?
He's not sparring yet. He's just hanging out in the gym, working out, get a little workout on, you know, every day.
Okay, my man. Yeah, but watching you and Jake all the time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, everything. He loves hanging out with Jake at the gym. I'm going to get you funny.
My man, Jake is his boy.
Yeah, they're definitely tight, man.
So what would you say, you know, the greatest thing about your wife, you know what I mean, and she's been in your corner all these years, you know what I mean? Tell us a little bit about how that escalated because she's done been there doing the workout and the height of the career and all of that. You know what I mean? Tell us a little bit about that.
The highs and the lows.
Yeah, with that, my wife, she's my biggest supporter, you know, and biggest critic, you know. It's one thing I love about her, she's always honest with me, you know. And we had a little, at the time that I did it, I went away, you know, she was definitely stayed down and, you know, and supported me through that, through my little trial I had through those years, you know. So I definitely love her for sticking by me and blessing me by that. And what I say about my biggest critic, because if she see me in that box, I've been touched a little bit too much, she's going to let me know, you know, that, hey, you got touched the other day. So if you didn't look good today, you know, if I look good, then she'll let me know. So, but she's definitely my big supporter. So I thank her for her, and I love her so much for that.
My man.
That's an awesome testimony, you know, of a strong marriage that if you stick together, you can get through anything.
Amen. It definitely works. You know, it's like box. We gotta work at it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You've always gotta work at it. Nothing's perfect, but you have to work at it.
You gotta work at it.
Right.
It's a commitment. Just like boxing, it's a commitment.
Yeah, is that right? You
committed.
Hey, I think a lot of guys are looking at it like that. You know, we bet my better fighters, man. I mean, this boxing game, you got to be committed. You know what I mean? We're going to do all the right things, you know. No shortcuts, no halfway doing things, you know what I mean? And just like in the match, you got to come correct. Ain't no halfway, it's 50-50, you know, 50-50. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
Ain't no shortcuts. You got to work on it.
Amen. You know what I mean? And I think that's the best thing in the world. When you do work on it, you know what I mean? Because it's right, when you're working on it, that means you're getting to know each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
the most greatest thing in the world, getting to know who you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I agree.
So, Rowan, tell everybody where your gym is and what your hours are and if anyone wants to come out to the gym and work out, if you're in Arizona.
At Top Level Boxing Gym, Phoenix, Arizona, 6026 North 23rd Avenue. Open 8 in the morning till 1 p.m. Come back again at 4 p.m. to 8 o'clock at night. 6 days a week. On Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. No,
so you let them know you put a lunch break in between.
On Wednesday, I give my guys a break on a Wednesday instead of Saturday. It's the middle of the weekday, and somebody's brought up. And this works out pretty well. But I like to tell all the professional fighters out there, looking for a good gym to come train at with good trainers that know what the game is all about, come down Top Level, come see me, and we can get something started.
There it is, you know what I mean? And what better guy to talk to than the guy that's been at the mountaintop and looked over it?
Man, did it, man. I did a lot of things in the boxing game. It's been good to me, man. And I'm open to share, you know, with some guys that want it. That have to want it. You know, really want it. You don't want it, then you know, I don't waste your time. But you really want to be something, be on that elite list of fighters. And I think the Top Level is the place to be.
That's the bottom line. It's definitely the place
right.
to be. And let them know what's happening again. In August at the fight, let them know what's happening on that date and where it's located.
August 31st, Kenyon Ring, 2013, at the Arch Auditorium, 15th Avenue Culture. The address is 1550 West Culture, Phoenix, Arizona, 2 o'clock.
My man.
And that's just invitational or just a smoker?
Just a smoker. We've been having a good turnout for the last 4 years, and a lot of kids been coming out. I like to thank all the coaches for supporting me and bringing their kids out. Hope to see everyone, you know, in August, they come out to support the show again. You know, it's been really big. It wouldn't be big without the coaches and the fighters. So I really send my thanks to all of them out there.
Amen. We appreciate that too, Bro Rowland, you know. And we appreciate everything that you're doing with your gym, and we appreciate everything that you're doing with the kids as well. So we just want to give a big shout out to your uncle and give a big shout out to your children and your wife and your whole team over there at Top Level Gym. And give a shout out to Lil Rowland and my man Lil Jake the Snake and Lil Robert the Golden Boy.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to give a shout out to the whole squad, man. They father and they other brother too. You know what I mean? What's his name?
Martin.
Yeah, we'd like to give a big shout out to the whole crew.
Yeah, so
it's all good.
I tell you what, I'll tell the guys that tomorrow at the gym. Lucinda, Mr. Boyd, I appreciate you guys for having me on and then giving me this opportunity, you know. And it's really big, and I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, man. So
you're
welcome. Good thing. So keep doing your thing, champ. And any last shout-outs you'd like to give anybody, champ?
Yeah, I'd like to give shout-out to my mom. You know, she's kind of sick right now. So I want to say hi, give shout-out to my mom and let her know I love her. And she's going to be all right.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, mom's been in let's speak on that just a couple of minutes before we close out. How did moms feel about it when you became champion of the world?
Oh, she was really happy for me, man. You know, she never came in my fights. You know, she just kind of sounded like seeing me fight, but she don't like to hear me come back and win. You know, she's probably would come back with a win, but she never see me fight live. So, but I don't think she could take it. But she really happy for me, and I talked to her maybe just a couple weeks ago. I went out to see her. You know, and she was really happy that I was coming back to fight me again. And, you know, she was telling me, you know, you feel you can do it, then, you know, believe you can do it. So I know I feel I can do it, and that's where we are right now. And I'm just, excited about doing what I have to do.
That's what's happening. Now, do your moms live in Arizona?
Actually, my mom's lives in California.
She lives in California.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she made a trip out here to Yuma, Arizona, where my aunt lived, and she got sick while she was out in Yuma. So now she's in hospital right now, you know. And, I know the doctor's saying things don't look too good, but I don't believe that it's going to be all well with her, you know.
Without a doubt, man. So how often do moms come here?
She just come maybe about once or twice a year. Once or twice a year, yeah. So,
your children get a chance to see her when she comes.
Yeah, that was a blessing. Like 2 weeks ago, we went out to Yuma to see her 2 weeks ago. And just when we came home, she had got sick, you know. And unfortunately, she got sick. So,
we're going to keep mom in prayer.
Amen. Thank you.
Without a doubt, man.
But like
know?
I said, it was a good thing. All my kids got to see her. All the kids got to see her. And they spent the day with her. And they had a lot of fun. So that was really big for them.
Good. That's a good thing, man. So let them know, champ, that you're out of retirement. And let them know what you're looking for, champ, before we close out.
I'm coming at you. 170, 175. Like I say, give me a few fights. And after that, light heavyweight division, super middleweight, Martin Tiller Williams, he's here, coming at you. That's what it is.
What it is, then, you know. Any last words, sweetie?
No, not for me. I just want to. The only thing I want to remind everybody to join, log on to our website and join as a member of our social network, the Streets Don't Love You Back .name.com, or just Google the Streets Don't Love You Back and you'll find us. But get on that website and check it out.
And don't forget that if you haven't got both of my books, make sure you get that Streets Don't Love You Back and that Never Hit a Woman. And also log on to our website and go to our store page where we have a lot of different things from our clothesline as well, for men, women, youth, and toddlers. So, yeah, check us out. And let's keep doing what we're doing to not only help self but help others as well. And we always keep the Father first, you know. And I want to thank my beautiful queen for always being a great lady. And thank my grandkids who always keep me moving and grooving, you know. And I'm always thinking about it.
Yeah.
I
want
to
have
one more shout-out.
Go ahead.
One more shout-out. Shout out the Streets and Love You Back. Radio blog show. It's really good.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. Big up to y'all, no doubt.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right.
Is my boy, is Lil Rollin' around?
No, he's not here right now. He back there playing on the video, on the computer somewhere.
Okay, I'll hold on that for a minute, because that's my guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's probably
too
shy.
Yeah,
yeah, I will.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, man.
Well,
you
thank you so much, Rollin.
We appreciate you coming on the show tonight, Rollin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Send much love to your wife and the kids.
All right, I will.
My man.
We're going to go out tonight with one more song. Life is just a story. And we thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and we thank you for your support each week. We are live every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. And you can archive our shows 24/7 and listen to any of them as many times as you want. So please do so. And have a great night, and join us back here next week. Here we go with Life is Just a Story.